yeah! The mountain minstrel, the traveler, the explorer, my Idaho brother, the Duke of Donnelly, Jeff Crosby! Come on!
Hey, the Duke of Donnelly, yeah, I've been called much worse things. I might hang on to that one.
That's your new title, man. That's it, right there, official.
Yeah, hey, I'm into it. I have a new title going.
Thanks for calling in this morning. First things first, you are coming back to Bone, baby! Come on!
Yeah, we're making it back down there, man. We had such a blast last year. We figured we'd come back through to see if they'll let us back into town again.
Absolutely, man. The gates are open and the beer is cold, and it is the Howlin' in Bone concert series. Steel and Joe's Bone, the old Bone store with new life. We got that outdoor amphitheater. You've played it before. You're coming back on June 25th. Going to be an amazing Friday night. Tickets on sale now. How beautiful is it to be able to play a small, intimate gathering like that in the foothills here in, you know, just above Idaho Falls? I mean,
yeah, no, it's awesome, man. We were shocked when we showed up to that spot, man. They've done such a cool job building that outdoor amphitheater. I mean, it's one of the better venues in Idaho, really. Once you saw the outdoor setup, I mean, they've outdone themselves, man. We love coming and playing there. It's awesome.
So you're going to be the second show of four that we've got lined up in this Howlin' and Bone concert series. You know, when Amanda Joe and I started talking, and she was saying, I want to do something cool up here. We want to build like a concert series. I'm like, let me make some phone calls. And she's like, I know some people, and your people will talk to my people. And next thing you know, we got Tim Duggar coming next month. We've got you lined up. July, we got my friend Jackson Mickelson is coming to town. And then in August, a new guy named Matt Kerner. So we've got a very cool lineup of some very talented artists. And, you know, I'll be honest, man, I don't know a lot about you, but the more that I discover about you and who you are and the music that you play, man, the more I'm becoming a fan. And you know, when I said you're an explorer, you truly are, man. You're from Idaho, but you love exploring your home state.
Yeah, yeah. I've spent a lot of time on the road, and you know, I kind of had the typical things. You know, I grew up here, and when I was younger, couldn't wait to get out, and can't wait to get back. Kind of one of those scenarios. But yeah, I spent a bunch of time down in California, and then I've been over in Nashville, Tennessee, the last 3 years. And all the craziness of 2020 has kind of landed me back home and got me back to hanging out up in the mountains. I grew up in Donnelly, Idaho, so up north of Boise, a couple hours.
Yep.
I love getting down, especially Southern Idaho Falls area, and over by the Tetons and all that. We got a lot of history playing down there, the old Knotty Pine and whatnot, and Grand Sargee and Jackson Hole, and I'm just so happy that there's actually a nice outdoor venue that's out there in Idaho Falls area, because I love playing down there. So we're looking forward to it, man. I love that area. They've outdone themselves in that venue, too. It's just killer out there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. It's Steel and Joe's Bone. And like I said, tickets are on sale right now. We sold out Tim Duggar. Definitely going to sell you out. And we're looking to just sell them all out in this four-concert series at Steel and Joe's Bone. And tickets, by the way, everybody, Wolfpack, wolfidaho.com or steelandjoesbone.com. And I can't wait to see you, man. I've been watching a lot of your YouTube stuff. And the last album, North Star, you know, I mean, your music is just so authentic. And at times it's raw, and other times it's like dreamy. Absolutely, man. Talk about the album North Star and the title track.
Well, it was, the song in general, I was already kind of in a place where I was trying to find a way to be back home more. I'd gotten myself into a routine of just staying on the road. We were doing, I think we did 238 shows in 2019. We were just on the road nonstop, and it was a good year for us, but it was also, you know, just kind of, my perspective was kind of getting blurry, and so the whole record was really just kind of missing home and missing Idaho, and it's really weird how this whole year worked out. It's been rough on a lot of us, but it was really nice in a lot of ways for me to just get to reconnect with Idaho and get to spend some time up in the mountains here and do some writing. And so that North Star, the whole album, you know, the whole idea behind it was kind of always having a home, you know, to Idaho. I've always got this North Star that I can always go back to and get myself grounded and reconnect with where I'm from. And then go back out and try to, you know, go back into the crazy music business. That's kind of the theme of the whole record.
I love it, man. I love it. All roads lead back home, right? Your North Star is definitely Idaho.
Yeah, it's really true, man. Every year I get older, it becomes more apparent.
Amen to that, brother. Jeff Crosby is our special guest this morning, and let's play the title track from that last album. This is North Star on the Wolf. There it is, North Star and Jeff Crosby on the Wolf, 96.1 and 102.1. It's country's best and Idaho native. Jeff Crosby is still on the phone hanging out with us. He will be at Steel and Joe's Bone, part of the Howlin' and Bone concert series on June 25th. And growing up in Donnelly, Idaho, man, you know, I'm not a native to Idaho, but I've lived in Idaho longer than my home state, so I consider myself kind of a semi-native Idahoan, man. And, you know, we talked about exploring. We talked about how incredible it is here in your home state. But you're a traveler as well, and it becomes very apparent when you go listen to your album, Postcards from Magdalena, and each song is like an adventure. And one of my favorites on there is the best $25 I ever spent. Give us the story behind that song.
Yeah, that was just from a crazy night down in I was traveling quite a bit that year, and every chance I had when I wasn't on the road with the band, I was just kind of looking for the cheapest round-trip ticket I could buy to go somewhere I'd never been, and I ended up going down to Colombia for a month.
Wow.
I heard it's awesome. You know, I heard it was a beautiful place, and I found a round-trip ticket for $600. So I flew into Bogota, and I ended up going to all these beautiful beach towns. I ended up in this town, Taganga, which is actually the cover of Postcards from Magdalena. It's that bay. It's that town there.
Okay.
Yeah, I ended up down there, and I was just kind of bumming around and just looking for inspiration and songs. And I went out on a Saturday night with a gal and had kind of ended up going out and drinking and dancing and dinner and everything. And I woke up the next morning to I spent $25 on the whole Saturday night. And I remember thinking, well, hell, that's about the best $25 I've ever spent there. I don't know if you can get out of a bar one round of drinks for less than $25.
Yeah.
Here, so I remember joking about it, and that was the inspiration for the tune. So the song will explain the rest. But
no Groupon required.
Yeah. Pretty special trip, man.
Well, let's relive a little bit of that trip from the album Postcards from Magdalena. This is Jeff Crosby and the best $25 I ever spent on the Wolf. Yeah, you forget I'm gonna die someday. Just one of the many musical adventures on his album, Postcards from Magdalena. That is Jeff Crosby and best $25 I ever spent on the Wolf. And Jeff is our special guest this morning. And Jeff, of course, will be playing the Howlin' and Bone concert series on June 25th up the mountain at Steel and Joe's Bone. And again, tickets already on sale for that show, steelandjoesbone.com or wolfidaho.com. That is the second of four concerts in the Howlin' and Bone concert series. Tim Duggar next month, already sold out. Jeff Crosby. And then in July, we're bringing Jackson Mickelson. And in August, it's Matt Kerner. So that album, Postcards from Magdalena, obviously a musical journey inspired by your journeys and your travel. But the new album, which drops next month, was inspired during a pandemic. And you didn't get to travel. No new places, no new faces, no mileage, no journey. Where and how did you find the inspiration to write the songs for that album?
So my dad's been building a cabin up in Donnelly for about 45 years now. I think it's more of a hobby at this point, but it's just now it's this kind of 4-story Adams family house that just every time I leave and come back, there's another deck and
love it.
You know, the roof's torn off, and he's just always working on it. So I spend a lot of time there. Every time I come back to Idaho, it's just the first place I go. It's just that's where we grew up, and it's just it's out in the woods there on the lake. So I do a lot of writing there, and that song in particular. The chorus is actually the zip code. Every time I close my eyes, I'm back in 83615. It's on the chorus there, and I don't know. It's another one of those things. Being, you know, I think Idaho, of all the places to be, the whole pandemic ordeal, we couldn't think of a better place to have to be hanging our hats for 6 months or so. Idaho is so big and there's so much to see, you know, and we're so used to being without hanging out outdoors. I don't know. I haven't gotten to do that much fishing and hanging out since I was a teen. That's what, man. We've been a lot of hot springs and mushroom morel hunting and hunting and just kept ourselves busy.
I love it.
It ended up being kind of good. And so I wrote a lot of songs. I don't know. A lot of them are about just reconnecting with my childhood. And Nashville is an amazing town, but it does get it is easy to start just kind of drowning in all the there's just a lot of noise there, you know. And so every time I come here, it's nice to get to clear my head a little bit.
I love that.
Get back to the basics.
Amen to that, brother. And I know the Running Free release party, for those that want to take a little road trip, is going to be at the Neuralux in Boise on May 21st. And I know that you're dropping the new single on May 4th on the boot. But you know what, dude? This is Idaho, bro. You are back home. And I'm going to play Running Free right now.
Hey, right on, man. Right on. I'm into it, man. This will be the debut.
There it is. So let's set this up, Jeff Crosby. You introduce your new song, Running Free, on The Wolf. It's all yours, Jeff.
This is Running Free from my new record coming out. It's featuring my friend Cody Brown from Record Kelly on fiddle as well. So hope you enjoy it.
There it is, the Worldwide Wolf debut of Running Free on 96.1 and 102.1. The Wolf, Idaho native, the Duke of Donnelly, Jeff Crosby. Brother, thank you so much for spending some time with us, sharing your story and your music with us, and we cannot wait to see you on June 25th, Stealing Joe's Bone, for the Howlin' in Bone concert series.
Hey, we'll see you soon, man. Looking forward to having a couple beers with you guys.
Cheers, my friend. And those tickets for Jeff Crosby, June 25th, Howlin' in Bone concert series, Stealin' Joe's Bone, on sale right now, wolfidaho.com.